when he came to us last year, he just needed a run of games, which he got with us. And probably, unfortunately for us, he started playing well and then they took him back, which was a bit of a blow for us. But he's a player with an immense talent. He's got a goal in him, big, strong, and he's got decent pace. And he comes with that bit more knowledge of the Premiership experience as well.
As you said, you know, the talk started 10 days ago. How competitive was it to get Connor Wickham signed back at Sheffield Wednesday? Because there were a lot of clubs being linked with him.
Well, yesterday more, where we are now, Friday, Wednesday evening, it was a definite no. Thursday afternoon, it was a definitely not. He was going to be going to some of the other clubs. And I think maybe Connor and his father had a say in that, and they felt that this is where he played his best football. He knows us. He enjoyed his time here. He knows the players. He knows what's expected of him. And I think that was probably one of the big turning points for us, for him as well.
And what does that say about sort of the atmosphere that is around Hillsborough at the moment, that a player like Connor Wickham, despite having a lot of admirers, wanted to come back to Sheffield Wednesday?
I've said before, a lot of people sometimes think because of where we are in the league that there's always problems, and there isn't. I mean, we feel we've been a bit unfortunate. We've got to change that look. You can never have enough strikers in your football club. You know, the more you've got, the more variety, the more you can chop and change. You know, as I said before, you know, Aki came on last week and changed the game for us. We haven't really been able to do that, I would honestly say. But this time round, we have. We've got players fit, looking sharp, and it can only benefit us. It benefits Connor, but it also benefits us to have... You look at the size of him and the power that the kid's got. Another run of games, and doing what he does best. And that's what we're hoping he can do here.
His last game was against Manchester United. He has played some football for Sunderland this year. Is he quite sharp? Is he ready to start a game for you if you decide to go with that?
If we decide, yeah. We're talking to him. He's played the last couple of weeks. He's had three 90-minute games. So it's not that he's been short of game time like one or two others that we've had to bring in. He is up and running, which is good for us. And then I'll decide whether to throw him straight in or not.
You've got options up front now, but I think the fans would say, and you know, a lot of people would perhaps look at your team and say, Matty Fryer and Connor Wickham looks like a good strike partnership.
Well, they're both from Premiership clubs, so you'd have to say it's not a bad... And then with Atty and JJ and Jacques, there's a variety there. Like, as I said, you know, last week was a prime example. You know, before, we couldn't change things. We couldn't change the way that we were going to try and play because teams had nullified what we were doing. I mean, the Bolton game was a completely different scenario to when we played Barnsley. You know, they let us play and we were allowed to do that. Barnsley weren't going to allow that in the first half, and they got in our faces, and we needed maybe more of a focal point for us, and that's what Atty gave us. The likes of Connor can do both. He can play in the pocket or he can play high up top. It just gives us that variety. And more importantly, Rob, it gives us a competition that, hang on, maybe your place isn't as safe as what you want. You know, and now we can push JJ into the wider positions if we need to be. Jacques there now, so everybody now knows that they're fighting for the place. Nothing's guaranteed anymore. You know, even bringing in Emmy, the goalkeeper. You know, Kirky can't rest on his laurels now. He can't be thinking, oh, I'm going to be playing this week because there's no pressure on him. And that's what you need. You need a healthy... I just wish we'd have had these players in, you know, 2 months ago or whatever, and you build from there. But we're getting there, and there is a good atmosphere around the place. There is a good competition, healthy competition, and players know that they've got to be at their best now.
Do you feel like over the last few weeks you've really added a bit of quality? And you know, Roger Johnson's come in at centre half, has looked very good so far. Stephen McPhail in midfield, likewise. You've been able to bring Olaf Iñana in, and now you've got a couple of strikers up front. Do you feel better about the quality you've got in the squad?
Well, yeah, because you need quality. You need it's competition. You need to strengthen your team. That's nothing against the other players whatsoever. That's life in football, you know. If they've got anything about them, then you learn from the others around you. You know, Matty Fryer, cool finisher, you know, played in the Premiership, been a top side in the Championship. You look at Connor, he's played in the Premiership. You know, you talk about, you know, Manchester United, one of his last games. Not a bad place to go and strut your stuff, is it? So, you know, even you can learn off youngsters and everything else. So there's no guarantees now that you're going to be playing unless you strut your stuff. Where before, I'd have to honestly say, one or two players weren't really under any sort of great pressure.
A lot of fans are going to be listening to this, Dave. I know we touched on it yesterday, but what is your message to the fans? It's a big game for Wednesday. You've come close to getting a win. What's your message to them as you all try and get over that hurdle?
Same as what they've always been doing. Stick with the boys, you know. Get right behind them. Make a lot of noise. Try and turn our place into a fortress. We're going to be playing one of the teams that are favourites to go up. You know, they've kept the squad. They've got good players. We're capable of matching that, and we know that. But we've got to do it, and we've got to do it consistently.